Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Blog Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to another week of DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, joined by Robbie Prince and shortly Alyssa Onyx. And we've got a great show for you this week. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be magnificent. It's going to be spectacular. We've got poop stories, folks. Yes. We actually have poop stories. We have news about scam artists who tend to be mentally handicapped. They scammed like people out of $100,000. It's terrible, but we're going to talk about that tonight, as well as some other things. I've got a video about California serial killer Elliot Rodger. We're going to let him talk to you through his video because he's no longer with us. And we're going to try to figure out what makes people like that tick. That's right. What makes psychos tick? We've got all kinds of stuff for you tonight. This is the damn paranormal circus. It's where you're at. It's what we do. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring on the birthday boy. Yes, that's right. Robbie Prince, the birthday boy. Yeah, it's his birthday. Say something nice to him or give him a present or take him to the Golden Corral or something. Robbie.
What's up, buddy?
Dude, you got like amplifiers and stuff for your birthday, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're like
my mom
sitting.
And my sister and my wife all went in and paid for me a badass guitar amp. It was crazy. And while he was there, you know, he pitched in. Everybody pitched in. It was crazy. I was so surprised, man. Awesome.
So now you're going to get back playing again or what?
You know, I just go jam here and there, you know. I mean, I'm never going to stop what I'm doing now. I love the field I'm in now. I mean, I was actually in the band for about 19 years, and man, it's a long time doing that stuff. You know, I got into something new. I didn't even know I liked anything else, but I like what I do now. But I intend to keep playing the guitar. I do have a gift that God gave me, and I don't want to throw it away, so I will play here and there. And it's fun, man. It's going to be cool.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, you can jam out at the house. You know, you don't have to go out and play live anywhere. You could have fun right at the house. You've got
right,
family
right.
Stuff. Put on your own concert right there in the garage.
Yeah.
Live in concert. It's Robbie Prince.
I might talk to the band and the old band and see if they'd like to get together for one show.
Wow, that would be
cool.
That'd
be kind of
man. That would be really awesome, actually.
Yeah, it'd be cool to play it down in Austin.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we've played at Sixth Street a whole bunch of times, and it's really fun down there.
Nice. Yeah, it's a great place. As a matter of fact, this coming up weekend, we have the Rot Rally, which is really cool.
Cool.
There's going to be motorcycle riders here from all over the place, as well as some of the greatest rock bands around. You're going to have the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, and opening up for him, you're going to have Heaven Below. Yeah. We had Patrick Kennison on here a couple weeks ago. That was pretty cool. And
isn't this the band that did the remake of the Rush song?
Yes.
No, they did a fantastic job on that song. It was awesome. I love the way they did it. It's cool.
Exactly. I mean, that was a really cool cover tune for sure. And to have Captain Kirk, William Shatner on there was even more special. Heck yeah, Subdivisions by Heaven Below. I should play a second of it or something. Those guys are really good musicians, Robbie. They're awesome. You hear it? You can still hear it in the background. I turned it down though. Robbie Prince, are you still there? I think Robbie took a bio break. That's awkward. Live on Paranormal Circus, Robbie just went to the bathroom during the show. Anyway, this week, coming up weekend, at the Republic of Texas Biker Rally, June 12th to the 15th, down here, Austin, Texas. They're going to have a bunch of bands. Some of these bands are good friends of the shows. Obviously, Heaven Below. Also, you're going to check out, if you go down there, Forever Town, as well as Warner Drive, and some of the other bands that have been on the show, too. So, definitely check it out. Rot Rally. Don't miss it. June 12th through the 15th, Austin, Texas. It's freaking awesome. Don't mess around. I know you got the X Games this weekend. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be at the Circuit of the Americas. I think they were doing some demos downtown today with Tony Hawk. That was very cool. But it was hot as crap. Everybody was dying. I heard about it, that it's just too hot out there. It's humid, hot, nasty, yucky, and everything. So, anyway. Hey, what? I hear noise in the background. Hey, be quiet. I'm trying to do a radio show. Sorry, sometimes you just have to yell. You have to yell at people. Because they don't understand. They don't understand what this is, a professional radio show. You see, this is a paranormal circus. We're very professional. We're very straight-laced. We wear tuxedos during our show. So, I mean, it's awesome. Awesome. Exactly. Here's the yelling at, be quiet, I'm doing my radio show! Okay, that worked. See, now you can just hear the squeaky chair. Robbie Prince, are you still with us?
Dude, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I couldn't hear you a while ago. I'm like saying, Robbie, 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 and you're not answering.
I never left or did anything, bro. I'm sitting there going, hey!
Wow, that's paranormal. I got people, like, in my house making a lot of noise, Robbie. Do they even know I'm doing a professional radio show here? Oh, my gosh. I got squeaky chairs. I've got animals that meow and bark every 5 seconds. How can I even do a show with this kind of stuff? Ah, it's irritating. Wait a minute. Where's Onyx? Onyx, where are you? She's not even here yet. I think she sent me a message saying she was going to be late. Some crap. I don't know. Anyways, I think she said she had something to do with vampires and everything. And we speculated last week what she might be doing with vampires, a.k.a. under the Congress Street Bridge with the bats flying around and doing whatever they do. I don't know. It's freaking me out. I told her I was going to send Buffy the Vampire Slayer down there and deal with her if she don't hurry her butt out, you know, along. You know, I don't put up with this crap. I mean, Buffy, she's got stakes. She's got different things to deal with vampires and stuff. You know, she's like a bounty hunter for the undead. I don't know. She's pretty hot, too, like back in the day, I guess. Remember seeing Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Robbie? It's pretty awesome, right?
Heck yeah.
Oh, nice. One of the bands from Rot Rally, Warner Drive, will be calling in tonight around 8:30. That's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be Johnny Law from Warner Drive. That's pretty cool. You know, they got a girl in their band. She's really hot. I seen a picture. I should watch a video. Not during the show. I mean, like, I'm just later on or something.
Some girls are awesome, man. Like, you know, in White Zombie, he had a bass player, and it was a girl. She was awesome, dude, and hot, too.
Yeah, exactly. You see how that works? I mean, chicks can play instruments, too, sometimes.
Heck yeah, dude.
Sometimes. I'm talking like they can't or whatever. I'm retarded. They can play, like, stuff. No, there's some good female musicians out there someplace. I'm going to get killed, man. I'm going to get stoned as soon as I walk out of my house. These chicks are going to put my door and throw a brick on my head. You, what was it? A sexist son of a gun. Hit you with a brick, idiot. That's what they're going to be saying. No, I imagine they're awesome. No, she's wonderful. She is really wonderful. So Johnny Law with Warner Drive, around 15 minutes from now, he's going to call in. I'm going to chat with him a little bit, talk to him about Rot Rally. He's not going to be there at the same time as Sammy Hagar, but I think they're going to be sharing the same stage, but not sharing it, one right after another. So I don't know what you call that. So it's going to be kind of cool. The Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. I can't drive. 55. But, you know, I want to encourage everybody to go down there because I'm going down there, and I think everybody else should go down there, you know? I'm going to be actually, what a retard. Actually, I'll be there doing some filming, and I will be backstage with those guys as well as Sammy Hagar and the bunch. So, Robbie, do you hear that noise in my background? You hear people yelling? I'm on a radio show! I sound like I was drunk. I'm on a radio show! Watch, I'll say that better. I'm on a radio show, guys. Please shut up.
Yeah.
We'll watch the basketball game. Or something. Or do something productive. Like, go build something. Go clean something in the backyard. Dang it, Robbie. What the heck's going on here? I feel like a zoo. Got like a circus or something. This is crazy. Anyway, have you heard of that that young guy, Elliot Roger, that killed all those folks in California, that young kid?
Right.
Now, he posted all these videos about how lonely he was and stuff, and how...
Oh, yeah. Like in the parking lot, they had the palm trees behind him and stuff.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I watched the whole thing. That dude is creepy, bro. I mean, like, he's... Dude, he just has a problem, man. A seriously mental problem, dude. There's something wrong with that kid.
I know it for sure. And when I watched his video, he's talking about, you know, how lonely he is, how he can't get a date. You know, I start going through and looking at his other videos, too, because he had, I don't know if they're still posted on YouTube or whatever, but there was a whole bunch of them at one time. And I just went down through and I just kind of, you know, watched them. You know, I just wanted to see, you know, what was in this kid's head. And I'm not even kidding you. He was listening to like disco tunes, like 70. No, it was like Whitney Houston. How will I know if he really loves me? I was like, and he's dancing to it, and he's making these faces and stuff. And listen, here's what I want to do. I want to punch him clean in the face at that point. I know he's a young kid. I wouldn't hit him in the face. I'd probably roundhouse him. But I'll punch on him. But he's lip-syncing and dancing in the car to Whitney Houston, complaining that he's not getting any love from women. Really? You know what I mean? Imagine that, Robbie. He's jamming to Whitney Houston, wondering why chicks don't dig him. Really?
Yeah, man. Yeah, he was just getting pissed off because he couldn't go out and, you know, do the thing. He was ready. He's like you said, he was a, well, how old did he say he was? He was a virgin. And he was getting pissed off because, you know, no chick would help him out, you know what I'm saying? So, he just couldn't handle it, dude. He couldn't wait just a little longer for the mission, you know, for somebody else to come along. You know, he's just a stupid ass, dude.
Yeah, it was terrible because... When you're young, I mean, you're going to go through lots of stretches a lot of times without getting female.
I'm sorry, dude. I can't help it.
You're going to go like long periods of time. It's life. You're a young kid. That's what happens. The older guys are having the fun. Now,
that's the way to tell you.
He looked like a stick man, for one thing. And I'll tell you what, when I graduated high school, Robbie, I was 6 foot tall, 127 pounds. You know how small that is?
Six foot tall?
6 foot tall, and I weighed 127 pounds. That dude, Elliot Roger, looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger compared to me. Literally. And so, You know what I did? I wish he was the kid was around today so I could tell him the stuff. I'd say, Elliot, you sorry, sissified, sissy ass. Work out. Get off your ass. Stop driving around parking lots, shooting videos of yourself, dancing in the car to Whitney Houston, and get in there and pump some iron, you lazy bastard. You know, your parents, your dad's like a director or producer or some crap. You're driving around a BMW, you sissy. You know?
Yeah, dude, he grew up with like a really good life. I mean, not a bad life, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they had it all. Because if you're a director or producer there in L.A., you've got access to all kinds of people, things, and whatnot. If you can't get a date, you could look like Quasimodo, and you're going to get a date. You know what I mean? So you got to be some kind of freak not to be able to hook up with some girl, you know. But you got to – here's another thing. The way he was dancing to the Whitney Houston stuff and everything, he's saying that he wants to date some chick, but he's actually looking like he's trolling for a fella. You know, it doesn't look like he's looking for a girl. He looks like he's trolling for a dude or something. Testosterone-laced male is going to sit in a car listening to Whitney Houston, jamming out to it and making these funky faces with his sunglasses on and in the rearview mirror and all this kind of stuff. It just ain't happening, you know. It just ain't happening. So there's something wrong with him. Maybe he was just confused. Maybe that's
okay. That's 100% right.
Exactly. You know. Well, actually, I've got a little audio from Elliot. words, you can hear what's going on inside of his skull. So right here, Paranormal Circus, it's the dead Elliot Rodger.
Right, man.
Hey, Elliot Rodger here. Right now I'm just taking a walk through the park in this really nice secluded area. I'm just contemplating about my life and how unfair it's been lately. Well, it's been unfair for the last 8 years, ever since I hit puberty. Ever since I started desiring girls, but they never desired me back. Life has been a living hell since then. I've been all alone. Right now it's spring break. Everyone else my age is out having fun with their friends and their girlfriends. Here I am, taking lonely walks through a park. But still, I have to admire the beauty of this place. I mean, look at it. Magnificent, isn't it? This is the park that I usually come to. It's quite close to where I live in Santa Barbara. Whenever I come here, I try to develop a sense of peace, a sense of escape from my troubles in life. I mean, even though I'm lonely here, the serenity of it all just makes me try and forget about it.
Robbie, I'm like sick of him already. You know what I mean?
This is a dude feeling sorry for himself, dude. He's a little punk, dude. I mean, somebody just needed to slap the dog poop out of that
I just see a slab even putting back in his stance, you know what I mean? He don't know what he's doing. He just feels like maybe he don't have very many friends. But, man, get on the computer, do something with yourself. There's got to be other things to do than go out and kill people, you know what I mean? God.
Exactly. You know, he took, you know, people's, you know, children away from them is what he did. You know, that's what he took other people's children away from him because he's feeling sorry for himself. I remember watching this one video. It was this guy, and he went on for like over an hour just talking about Elliot Rodger, what his life was like, basically anything you wanted to know about Elliot, from his childhood to getting bullied, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? When you're 6 foot tall, 127, people are going to try to screw with you. So I don't even want to hear about getting bullied and stuff. People try to screw with me all the time, you know? So I don't even want to hear any of that crap. People, they're kids. People fight all the time. People say crazy stuff. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to kick you in the face. You go out of, you get out of this class right now, I'm going to smash your face into a locker. They say it all the time, you know? It happens all the time. It's life. You know, you're going to have to deal with it some way. Obviously, if you're getting pounded every friggin' day, that kind of sucks. But, you know, you have to figure out what you're going to do about it, whether tell your parents, you tell somebody at school, or you know what? I don't advocate doing what Richard Kuklinski did. If you Google Richard Kuklinski, you'll find out that he also goes by the Iceman, and he was an infamous serial killer. He worked for the mob, essentially. And, you know, he was a slight guy. You know, he was a tall but thin guy. And he had a problem with some of the bullies in his neighborhood. What happened was he finally got sick of it, and they chased him all the way to his house. He ran into the house, right? And then you got these, you know, two, three, four kids outside wanting to beat him up because they've been beating him up like every day. So he goes inside the closet and gets a curtain rod or whatever, comes out and beats the living crap out of all of them. You know
what?
They deserve
it.
He never got picked on again. That was over. See?
They deserve it.
Exactly. It's okay getting, you know, a little beat down and stuff.
I hate people who pick on other people, man. I mean, it's because it really gets to their head more than what they think it does. You know, I mean, I know that's fun. They have fun trying to make fun of this guy or making people laugh, but they don't really realize and they don't think about how it's making that person feel in his head. I mean, because, man, that's a bad thing. Some people take that stuff personally and go off, like I said, like this guy and kill somebody or kill themselves, you know, because they think they're not good enough. Bullying, I am all for against bullying because that I was always friends with people who got bullied just make sure they had a friend, you know. Everybody mm-hmm. should know that and remember that.
Yeah. And if all else fails, you know, you don't want to kill anybody, of course, but a good beat down with a curtain rod will do the trick.
You can't shit out of
you know, it's going to
hell.
Boom, just pull that rod right out of the closet. Boom, go to town, you know. It's not like it's a Louisville slugger or anything where you're going to hit somebody and you know, break them in half or anything. But a curtain rod will put some good welts on you, and it'll start you up a bit.
I've seen some pretty thick curtain rods.
Yeah, I think we got some, what are they? I think they're not metal here in the house. They're actually wooden. And they're about, I don't know, bigger than a quarter. So, yeah, they're pretty big, man. You really lambaste somebody with one of those things. You tear them up.
Kidding, man.
But you get rid of that bullying crap really quick.
I got a four-foot axe handle that's wrapped in electrical tape that sits behind my front door.
Oh, nice, nice. That works good. You got guns, too, don't you?
Yes, sir. This is Texas, bro.
So if you get past that thing there, that axe handle, you might get shot. You probably will get shot.
You'd probably wish that you got
hit by that handle. Well, I don't know. You get hit by a handle, you probably wish you would have got shot.
Because not only, you know, you got other people in that house that you live in there. So you might have like three or four people shooting you with a gun.
There's a bunch of guns in here, and there's a dog that'll chew your butt up, and there's weapons everywhere. I'm a knife collector, so there's hidden knives all in my house.
Sweet. Yeah, don't mess with Robbie's house. It'd be a really bad idea. Wait a minute. I see someone. It's like a vision.
Is it Onyx?
It's dark. Sort of. I think so. I think it could be Onyx. I'm going to give her...
wings?
Yeah, there's some wings coming towards me. I think... Onyx, is that you?
You're a jerk.
Wait.
Happy birthday, Robbie.
Sweetheart, thank you.
Woo! Yay. What's up?
God, I cannot believe I am 40 years old, friends.
Holy crap.
You don't look it. Age is only a number.
Whatever. What happens if you're 110?
That would be awesome, dude.
Be like really old.
That would be awesome. Don't even talk to me, bro. I'm 110 years old.
Right. You could say anything you want to anyone. They won't do anything to you.
I know. Nope. Like, I'm older than your great-grandfather.
Exactly. Onyx, what have you been up to? Where have you been?
Working and meetings and, yeah, all kinds of crap.
Speaking of meetings, I mean, I'm going to have to like maybe have you open up your day planner or something, because I have to have a meeting with you. Like,
whoa.
I do. Gamers. For real.
No, I know.
No, it's like, what are you doing this weekend? Well, let's schedule this thing right here live on the air.
Okay.
Saturday.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, Saturday. Saturday's good.
Did you actually open up a day planner? You better not have. You don't have
one of
those, do you?
No, I'm old school. I just, like, write it down on friggin' notebook paper. I have, like, a spiral notebook I write my shit down in.
Ooh, you are old school.
I don't have calendars. And I don't use my phone. Like, my phone's calendar's jacked. Like, I just write shit down.
I'm old school, too. I put on a post-it, and I stick it on my forehead.
Yeah, there you go. I support that.
That works pretty good. You know, and if I can't find a post-it note, I just take Sharpie and write it on there. But it just doesn't wash off too good.
Cute.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm like that teacher. What they did to that one kid, they wrote something on their forehead, like, bring your glasses to school or something or whatever. And they got in a lot of trouble. So. <That's> terrible. You know what? We've got a great guest coming on tonight. Do you know that, Onyx?
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm trying to think of some good music to play as an intro. It's Johnny Law from Warner Drive. I'm going to give Johnny some great intro music. He's going to love this. Actually, he probably won't even go, what the crap is that, you idiots? Now, here we go. Johnny Law, is that you?
Horrible.
That's me. What's going on? I like the circus music, guys.
Well, welcome to the Paranormal Circus. It's good to have
you
on, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Are you in Austin yet?
No, we won't be in Austin until, Thursday, I think, next week.
Nice.
Yeah.
So have you put on...
But excited about it.
Oh, I bet you are. I mean, you're going to be here for Rot Rally. There's going to be like a gazillion people here. That's going to be sweet.
Oh, is that what we're coming for?
Heck yeah. Well, actually...
Yeah.
We're real excited
about it. You know, we haven't come into Austin too many times. You know, we used to come in for South by Southwest, but kind of gave up on that whole thing. But you know, excited to come in for this festival. It seems much more up our alley.
Nice. Screw South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. You could have, like, Sammy Hagar there and all that stuff. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be really amazing. We're really looking forward to it. You know, we made up, like, 1,000 shirts with our logo and a bunch of motorcycles. So, you know, hopefully we'll sell those.
Are you serious? That's going to be great.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Wow.
Our marketing machines, right?
Right. Yeah, well, it's going to be a great place to do that because there's going to be a ton of people down, you know, especially downtown. Man, motorcycles from all over the country. It's going to be wonderful.
Cool, man.
Now, Warner Drive. I was talking with Robbie earlier, and I told him you had a beautiful young lady in your group. That's
pretty
cool.
We do, Candace.
Nice. And
yeah.
I told him, girls can even play instruments, believe that.
Well, you know, when... This band is a reform of the original band, which were my best friends. And when the band started touring really heavily, those guys had wives, kids, and mortgages already at that point. And really, as the tour schedule started getting heavier and heavier, they're just like, you know, I can't get away. So when I was replacing band members and putting a new band around myself, I really had in my mind that I wanted a female musician in the band, but I didn't want a female bass player because that's just too easy, you know? I didn't want a female drummer because I think that's also real gimmicky, but a female guitar player who can actually play, those are a lot harder to come by, you know? So that's what we went with. And I was hell-bent on finding one. I think I auditioned every female guitar player in L.A.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. And
yeah, but Candace is great.
So I'm going to have to watch what I say, you know, about girls and playing music and stuff like that, because I'm going to be at the Rot Rally, too, and I don't want to get stabbed in the face with a guitar. You know?
Well, she's the one to do it to you, too, so.
Nice. Yeah, I'm gonna bring the camera and stuff, so I'm going to do some filming while I'm there and hopefully
awesome.
Get some great footage of you guys. So I'm
awesome,
pumped
man.
About that. Now,
yeah.
Let me see. Are you guys just playing at you're going to be at Darwin's Pub, I believe? Are you going to
hit
some other?
I know we're doing that, but I know we're doing, I think we got like 5 or 6 shows while we're there in the 3 days.
It's a marathon.
Yeah, it's going to be a little crazy. But I know we're doing 2 of the outdoor stages, and then I know that we're doing, you know, we're doing the club stuff whenever we can, you know, just trying to maximize our opportunities while we're out there.
Now, are you going to Europe, like, right after this, or is there going to be some time
in
between?
Well, not directly after. I mean, we leave early August, and we'll be gone through September. Europe has proven to be an incredible market for us. It's a different world out there, and different appreciation for music from the way people listen to music, but it's not just in regards to the fans. It's top to bottom, you know? I mean, the government will provide you with health care and things like that for working musicians. The government pays you for gigs if you're not getting paid by the venue. I mean, they really
no way.
Try to character the arts. Yeah, they'll pay for your rehearsal room if you, you know, if you're a working band, and I don't know how many shows it is a year. I think it's more than 80 shows a year. If you do more than 80 shows a year, they'll pay for your rehearsal room. They really, really nurture the arts over there.
Doesn't some of that stuff get covered under Obamacare?
If it does, I need to look into it a little further.
I know it. What are we doing over here? We're screwing around. We could be paying for, you know, people to jam and have great concerts, all
yeah.
kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, it's there are places in America that that definitely do nurture the scene that's happening in their city. I think Austin is one of them. You know, I think Nashville is another one. But it's definitely fewer and more far between in America than it is in Europe. Europe, it seems to be, you know, really widespread. You know, with that said, I'm from here. This is where I want to do it. You know, I love going to Europe. Don't get me wrong. I love playing festivals over there, and the shows over there are huge, and the fans are absolutely nuts over there. But, you know, we're from here. This is where we want to make our stamp.
Right on. You know, I'm at WarnerDrive.com right now, and you guys put together a real nice website. I mean, this is nice. You go right on here. You've got a couple of your videos. You can check out your upcoming shows, music, photos, videos, all that stuff. The store, you can buy merch here. I mean, this is good stuff. I mean, you guys really did a good job putting that together.
Thanks, man. We've been doing it for a long time, so don't cut corners anywhere and cover all our bases, I guess.
Nice. Well, that's the way to do it, because if you come across as professional, you play really well, you do all the right things, you're bound to be successful. I mean, you're going to hit it, you know.
Doesn't even matter that we can't play our instruments. Just look good.
Well, there you go. Now you got the girl on stage, you see?
Right, exactly. You figured it out.
Oh, man, that's awesome, though. Now, I think it's going to be cool. I can't wait to get down there. There's going to be I hope it's not too hot, though. I hope it's not too hot.
Is it hot there right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Very hot.
All right. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm walking around outside in shorts and sandals. It's 70 degrees here in L.A.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. No way. God, it's like 95.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's hot as crap. Right now they got...
It's all right.
They got, like, an X Games demo downtown and everything, and
uh-huh.
people are just dying down there and everything.
Oh,
so
I bet.
This weekend, X Games are going to be here at the Circuit of Americas, and it's going to be awesome and everything, but, man, it's going to be like 90, 95 every day. And just,
yeah, it's rough.
It's
rough. We did Warp Tour 1 year, and we did a stretch, you know, through New Mexico, Arizona, where it was, you know, 116, 117 degrees and just miserable. Absolutely miserable. If you stood in one place too long, the rubber on your shoes would kind of melt into the asphalt. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Have you ever felt like you're going to pass out on stage because it was too hot?
Oh my God, I've passed out on stage many times.
Have you really?
Yeah, but it wasn't really because of the weather.
Oh man. Now, if you're going to do it this weekend so I can film it. That'd be awesome.
All right, I'll do my best.
Maybe go viral. That'd be awesome right there.
It's good, man. It's good.
Yeah, I can't wait. Just to get down there and have everything go on with the bikes, the bikers, the music, and all the craziness. Because I hear there's probably going to be some crazy stuff going on, maybe like after the show and everything too. So I'll try to
be... Yeah, this will be my first Rot Rally. So, you know, you guys, if you know of anything for us to go do or check out, or if you hear of anything, you know, send us in that direction because we want to experience it, you know?
I think we're going to set some stuff up for you.
Perfect.
I think so. Yeah, it's going to be cool. I haven't ever been to a Rot Rally myself, but
okay.
I've always tried to avoid the traffic, but now I guess I'm going to be right in the middle of the storm, you know?
Hey, heading for it.
Exactly. Man, what we're going to do is we're going to play a little bit of your music here tonight. Thank you for coming on with us, Paranormal Circus. We're going to be hanging out there with you, of course, Rot Rally this next weekend. And is there anything you want to say to your fans out there? Like, just you could scream out anything. I don't even care. This is awesome.
The band's going to be breaking up after the Rot Rally show, so just prepare yourselves.
Nice. Well, make sure you have a fire
just kidding,
so I
just
can
kidding.
Catch it on film.
You know. Just kidding. No, we're excited, man. We couldn't be more excited. You know, we love the opportunity to be out there. The bigger the crowd, the better, obviously. You know, we love that stuff. But we don't really get to come through Austin too often, and we're excited. I'm excited to be in the city again. You know, I got my ears pierced in Austin when I was a teenager, and you know, it's a special place for me.
Nice. Now, how can people get a hold of you guys if they want to, you know, buy your music, buy your shirts, all that kind of stuff?
WarnerDrive.com. You know, the music's pretty much everywhere. You know, iTunes, Spotify, whatever. But yeah, the website will send you in any direction you want to get to. So if you prefer Facebook, you can get through our website. And if you prefer any of them, I mean, MySpace. It's kind of funny. MySpace is still relevant overseas, but you don't see a lot of people over here really using MySpace too much. But whatever it is, you can find us at our website through our YouTube and our Twitter. All that stuff is all there.
Exactly. So I highly encourage everyone to come out of their basement, borrow 5, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks from your mom. You know, just do something with your life. Get down there to Rot Rally, see Warner Drive, see Forever Town, see Sammy Hagar, see Heaven Below, see all these guys. You know, you can't live in your mom's basement forever. You know, using her Wi-Fi, surfing the internet for inappropriate things. Get out there, do something with yourself, so these guys can rock your friggin' faces off. That's
I love it. I'm with it.
Man,
totally
Johnny Law,
it.
Thank you for coming on tonight. We're going to see you next
week. Thanks for
having
me.
You know it. This
Absolutely,
is awesome.
Absolutely, guys. Really looking
Can't
forward
to
everything.
Thank you. Johnny Law.
All right, guys. See you soon.
Later, man.
Later.
Johnny Law from Warner Drive. How cool is that, folks?
Gorgeous.
Awesome. It's awesome, right? Yeah. So, man, there's a lot going on here. Got the darn X Games. At, yeah, the dang X Games over at the Circuit of the Americas. That's kind of cool. Got to go to that. Check it out. Check out your local X Games stuff. So, right here in Austin, X Games, whatever. Rot Rally, the week after that, that's where everybody's going to be. They're going to be jamming the tunes, doing all kinds of debaucherous stuff in downtown Austin. I guess more than normal, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All that being said, there's something I need to talk about, something I need to address. And that's, like, this week's weird news. Brought to you by the Paranormal Circus. Did you know, this is pretty bad. I'm almost afraid to talk about this article. It's because it's horrible. A Seattle woman apparently wasn't in a charitable mood when participants at the Susan G. Komen race for the cure for breast cancer walked by her apartment. Police said the unidentified woman was so angry about the noise that she flung cat poop and frozen chicken parts. Officers reported seeing a hail of garbage fall from a fifth-story apartment in downtown Seattle Sunday morning. Imagine that, Onyx. You're supporting a great cause, breast cancer, you know, the cure, and someone's flinging cat poop at you.
I'd throw it right back and pop her one.
Really? You pop her in the snout?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And the snot box.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What a bitch.
Oh, this is really bad. And it said a 60-something man, a 60-something-year-old man using a walker was allegedly hit with green liquid. Well, a 13-year-old girl was hit with a frozen chicken breast so hard it left a welt.
Oh,
officers say a trash bag filled with 5 to 10 pounds of cat litter and feces was tossed from the window. A firefighter working the event helped police find the alleged cat crap tosser. Wow.
God.
That's crazy.
The cat.
Right? That's horrible, right? Who would ever do anything like that?
Psychos.
There's weird people out there for sure. Speaking of weird people, this is pretty bad. In Albuquerque, I can't even talk right. Albuquerque, New Mexico. A cook at a New Mexico facility that trained state corrections employees faces battery charges after authorities say she secretly licked sandwiches, then served them to the probation and parole officers. So she got charged with battery for licking sandwiches.
Damn. There's a life lesson.
Here you go, gentlemen. I got some lovely sandwiches for you. It's got some secret sauce on there. Don't mind that. It's a little slimy, but it's really good. It's gross, right? Oh, my gosh. Her name is Yolanda Arguello. And I love it. It puts in parentheses on here, like, how to pronounce her last name. Like, he couldn't figure it out. Way oh. Oh my gosh. What do they got like I don't know, like 4-year-olds reading these articles or something where you have to sound out people's names? Arguello.
Probably.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. According to a criminal complaint, witnesses told investigators that the 59-year-old would take a piece of cheese, lick it, and put it on sandwiches at the academy. Another witness told authorities Arguello was seen sucking on an ice cube and putting it back into a cup before handing it to a staff member.
Jeez. It could be worse.
She looks nasty, too. What the hell's wrong with people? You need to swab their mouth and see if they're on drugs. This is terrible.
What jackasses, I mean, dude.
I know. She actually took it, the ice cube, put it in her mouth, swished it around, sucked on it a little bit, and then spit it back in the cup. Here you go, guys. Enjoy
aggression.
That.
Aggression.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like that movie Road Trip. Whenever they stopped at that place to eat some breakfast, and that dude put the cinnamon toast down his back of his pants and walked around for a little bit and then stuck it on the plate and gave it to him. He's like, oh, this tastes great.
Oh, my God.
This one actually might make you mad right here. It says, if you see Gary Thompson on the streets, you might feel sorry because he seems to be physically and mentally disabled. Once you find out his secret, you're more likely to feel rage. Thompson is known in Kentucky and Ohio as the bogus beggar. He spends his days pretending to be mentally disabled in a wheelchair, and he calls himself Gary Davis. Preying on the kindness of strangers, Thompson claims to make $100,000 a year by panhandling.
Damn, I'm in the wrong business.
That sounds like some people in Austin, so that's no news.
Really?
Seriously.
You think some of those people that are, like, on the street corners and stuff are,
yes,
are just faking
really
it?
Business because, yes, no, yeah, no. Like, come on. Come on. Like, you can, I don't know. Maybe I just have, like, different kind of intuition. Like, I can just kind of sense and tell who is really needy and who isn't. But there are some, no. No.
Yeah, there's some that'll be sitting there, you'll give them a little bit of change, and they'll walk over and get in their Camaro or something, or a Cadillac, and drive off.
Yeah.
Ugh. Whatever.
See, he's making $100,000 a year, Onyx. What's wrong with us?
I have too much pride. No. No.
You wouldn't
no.
have to do nothing. You could just wear those the short type things you wear, and you wouldn't have to say a word.
No. No.
And you could
no.
have like
contrary to what some may say, I have morals and I have pride. No.
You only have to
would
do
you
nothing.
Do it for $1 million?
I
did it for $1 million.
I just don't think
I,
it's worth the harassment.
I'd get out there
know.
To for $1 million.
Well, you know.
Like, what's up, bud? You got a nickel, bud?
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's a lot of strange folks out there. There really is.
Yeah.
And actually, there's more than just one. There's a lot. Folks.
One after the other.
Yeah, and this is even weirder. In the suspect's defense, that fireplace was a real jerk. And you're saying to yourself, what? Did this guy call a fireplace a real jerk? Yes, he did. They smoke too much. They leave ashes everywhere. They always have to be told they're hot. Fireplaces are the worst. That could be why Stephen Givens, 25, and Matt Henderson, 37, allegedly pumped 41 rounds into their fireplace. The Newmarket, New Hampshire men were sworn by SWAT team members Friday after neighbors heard shots being fired outside within 50 yards of the road. Where there was a woman walking her dog. Did prosecutors say the two were boozed up and accused Henderson of threatening officers with gunfire. Wow, so he said he's going to shoot the cops. Yeah, that usually doesn't end too well. But
yeah,
it says, given the police, Henderson started shooting at the fireplace for no reason, but admitted that he had to get one or two shots in himself. So these guys are just retards. They're shooting fireworks. Serious. They look goofy too. They don't look like they're very bright at all. Oh, you know what? There's another news story, but I can't find it. But I remember it. I'm going to go by memory. So I'm going to kind of make this one up sort of as I go. There was a guy over in the UK, and he's an older gentleman. He's in his probably mid-50s, early 60s, something like that. And he's on this, I guess it's a subway system or whatever. He's on this subway with a bunch of people, a ton of people, and he's drunk. He's fried. Well, it was kind of cool, because usually drunk people, they're like belligerent. They do things that just irritate the living crap out of you. This guy actually started singing, and he got everybody to join in with him. So I've got some audio of this gentleman who was, you know, on the subway, and just he was feeling a little jolly, which is, I guess that's pretty cool, right? I mean, it's better than him being belligerent or something. Well, anyway,
yelling
here's
out
some
profanity.
Audio. Right? He started yelling profanity at people. That'd be terrible. But here he is. Here's a drunk sing-along right here on the Paranormal Circus.
Nice and slow. Mike, and really follow me in a loud voice. Flea!
Flea!
Because it's the Black Swan Inn.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. Eeny, meeny, oochie, meeny, oomana, mana, meeny.
Yep.
Babalana, jingabada, hingabada, weestay. I don't even know what he's saying. What's he saying, Onyx?
Say.
I don't know. But I like it.
Kumalada, kumalada, kumalada.
I don't even know what language that is. I don't even know, like, what part of the UK. Or what part of Europe?
Sounds like Aborigine. I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Sounded fun.
It was kind of neat, though, right? I kind of found myself sort of getting into it. I kept listening to it. Oh, my God. But, yeah. Where else are you going to hear that? Except for here on DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus.
Oh,
that was awesome,
God.
Man. Oh, my God. Oh, you'll never believe it. I keep getting messages on Facebook, folks wanting to hear that basalt PSA that we do. I've got to literally make it a weekly thing. Maybe that's our service to the public. Robbie, do you think
that
that's a good idea?
That concerns me.
I don't know.
That concerns me.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think so either. Why do they want to hear it so bad?
Thing for us to be telling people that you shouldn't do basalt and all the bad things associated
with
it.
We shouldn't have to tell you. No one should have to tell you not to do that. It's terrible.
That's why you got parents.
Oh, my God, it just makes my skin crawl. Makes my face hurt. I just don't know why anyone would do that. I just don't know. I don't understand. I just don't know.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh. I'm freaking out right now. I'm not even kidding you guys. I just looked on Huffington Post. Weird news. There was a baby born with 4 feet and 4 hands. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
It happens.
They're like a spider.
That's cute.
Wait a minute. It says a baby born with 4 arms and 4 legs had his extra limbs surgically removed on Friday. Okay. Oh, so they cut the... God, that freaks me out.
Where'd you see that?
Post. Weird news.
Weird news?
Yeah, you got to check it out. There's a video and everything. People need to go and check out Huffington News. Oh, Huffington Post weird news, that is. Yeah, 4 arms and 4 legs, and they had them removed. Oh, I'm just, it's wild.
You sound perturbed.
I hope I don't have dreams about it. You know? But just think, if you play the drums or something like that, you could have, oh my gosh, you have a quad bass, you know? Or if you play the guitar, instead of, you know, you see the double, like, what's a double guitar called, Robbie? There's two guitars.
I think it's a double neck guitar. He could probably play both necks at the same time.
Oh my God.
So he could do like a quad neck guitar.
A quad neck.
Incredible. I don't know what to make of this stuff. I've literally had my mind just blown right now. I don't know what
Gorgeous.
To think. It's crazy. Speaking of having your mind blown and things that would blow your mind away, right here on DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus, an infomercial for bath salts.
Oh, my God.
Bath salts are a combination of several chemical synthetic drugs manufactured in labs. Many of these labs are in China or India. Bath salts mainly consist of 3 chemicals which make up MDPV. However, it is estimated that there are as many as 100 different bath salt chemicals available and in circulation. Bath salts can be smoked, snorted, or injected. When you ingest them, the chemical methadrone causes an excess amount of the neurotransmitter dopamine to be released into your brain. Dopamine is a naturally occurring chemical in your brain that causes you to experience pleasurable emotions and feelings. With bath salts, these feelings are intensified by the large amounts of dopamine being produced. At the same time, MDPV acts as a dopamine reuptake inhibitor. This means that MDPV doesn't allow the dopamine in your brain to be reabsorbed. The short-term effect of consuming bath salts, then, is that you feel very happy and euphoric because your brain keeps producing more and more dopamine that isn't being reabsorbed by your synapses. While you will feel happy and energetic shortly after taking bath salts, soon these will turn into feelings of paranoia and even fear. The large amounts of dopamine in your brain will make it difficult for you to think rationally, and you will become restless and incapable of sleeping. You may also experience fluctuations in mood and attention span. You will experience an increased heart rate, which will result in higher blood pressure and often anxiety or paranoia. You will also begin to sweat. Because bath salts make your body function at a faster than normal level, many people who do bath salts also experience hyperthermia. Hyperthermia occurs when your body overheats because it's producing more heat than it can release at a given time. When you begin experiencing increased heart rate, high blood pressure, and hypothermia, your body believes that you are under attack. This is because the bath salts are overloading your brain and nervous system with what your body perceives as defensive mechanisms. Likewise, when you don't sleep, your body believes that you are remaining alert because of a perceived threat. Because bath salts will prevent you from sleeping, your body will release stress hormones to assist with the assumed danger.
However, when no danger is actually present, the increase in stress hormones can cause paranoia and delirium. The high levels of dopamine in your brain, combined with the negative effects of sleep deprivation, can also cause you to hallucinate. Bath salt hallucinations are not bright and colorful like many drug-induced hallucinations are portrayed in the media. Rather, these hallucinations are typically dark and threatening because the bath salts are causing your body to react as if it were in danger. While on bath salts, you may also experience what seems to be superhuman strength. However, the truth is you are not any stronger than you were before. The increased dopamine and stress hormones in your body are causing you to be insensitive to pain. Therefore, you can experience a great deal of pain and not so much as flinch. This doesn't mean you can't be hurt, however. Your body is simply unresponsive to the normal nerve signals and warning signals that indicate a dangerous situation. Because they cause hypothermia, paranoia, hallucinations, and a low perception of pain, using bath salts can result in very dangerous and potentially life-threatening situations. If you or someone you know is using bath salts, contact Clarity Way today to learn how you can get help.
Ridiculous.
Bath salts. It's awesome, right?
No.
That's crazy, man.
No, it's ridiculous.
It makes you not want to use them, right?
I just don't understand why people snort or inject anything like that. I mean, I can understand, like, you know, injecting insulin, you know, for medical purposes, but just the whole snorting thing, I just don't get it. Like, oh, I have a sensitive nose. Like, I don't, like, if I get water up my nose and I'm swimming, I freak out. Like, I just can't. No. Ugh.
Can we get that on film?
Really?
That'd be kind of cool.
What?
We won't. I mean, it's not like you'll drown or anything. We just want to see you freak out.
Oh, okay, thanks.
But I don't understand why people would use this stuff when there's a history of bath salts making you want to eat somebody's face off.
Yeah, like, I don't understand the fascination. Like, just take a Xanax or something. Like, seriously.
Snort a Xanax? Is that what you're saying?
No. 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 Take just a Xanax regularly.
Intravenously?
Jesus.
No. So, on my Facebook page, I've changed my profile picture. I don't know if you guys seen it. It's me with a hood, and I've got glasses on. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to me, I think I look really weird in that picture.
You look like that dude when he was carrying E.T. around.
Oh, yeah.
Elliot.
Elliot, yeah.
Elliot.
Elliot.
Yeah, I
love that
movie. I think
I
look weird, though.
I do, too.
You do?
Sorry.
Well, thanks a lot. You're really
no.
A jerk on it.
E.T. We love E.T.
Oh.
Anyways.
Now, okay. So, yes, I think I look weird in that picture, obviously. But I got a lot of likes on it. Then I've been doing some friend requests lately, and there's just some pretty good-looking girls and stuff like that. And they're, like, accepting my friend request immediately. So I don't get it. I mean,
what?
I don't understand. Yeah. You would think with this profile pic, they'll be like, ooh, there's something wrong
with
that.
Well, usually what you don't like, other people do. I mean, we're our worst critics. So enjoy the attention. That's not a bad thing.
It's weird. Because I had like 74, 5, 6, 7, 77 likes on it. And I was like, what? What is wrong with people? I think I look strange. But if that many people like it, I might as well keep it up. Doubt about the whole thing. It really hasn't helped my poke status, though. I'm still getting about the same amount of pokes. And let's see. No, actually, I've got a couple extra. I'm trying to see if there's anybody. Okay, good. They're all chicks. All right, that's good. I just had to check. I just want to, you know, because I've done that rant before on why I don't want guys poking me. Okay? We've talked about that many times. I shouldn't have to explain it. But, yeah, these are all females that poke me. Okay, whatever. I haven't poked anybody back in quite a while, though. I'm pretty much Facebook celibate in that regard. I guess that's what you would call it. Huh. Yeah. Facebook celibate. That's what I am. Facebook celibate. It's awesome. I don't know. Maybe I'll, this weekend or something, I'll take another picture and put it up there. I don't know. Maybe a more normal one. But I put it on there, like, deep in thought. It's like, whatever. Or daydream or something when I took that picture. But people bought it. I don't know. It's kind of weird. The heck? I was thinking about hurrying up and posting a picture on Facebook. That's what I was thinking about. People thought that I was, like, sad or something. They thought, are you okay? And so, whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty much okay all the time. There's not many times when I'm not okay.
Oh,
my gosh. You're like, let's hold hands and chant or something, you know. We'll all feel better. That's funny. No, I'm good, folks. So if you see my Facebook picture and I look like I'm sad and I got this hood on me and these sunglasses on, you know, I'm not really sad. Okay, I'm just a really not sad person. I can get mad sometimes, but I'm not sad. You know, like when I'm driving behind people that go too slow or people that walk too slow, I get really mad. I'm doing better about that, though. I just have to let you know. Because I used to get really mad with people, like, in the store, if they're walking along, especially if they have some earbuds in their ears or they're texting or something, and they're walking in front of me and they're kind of making themselves sort of wide so you really can't get around them or anything, I get really mad. So I've been working on my store walking behind a slow idiot anger issues. Anger management.
Good for you.
Good, right? Yeah.
I
don't know what it is. You know what it is? It's because I'm gluten-free, Onyx.
Whatever.
That's why. If you got gluten-free, you'd notice a huge change in your attitude. You'd be very nice.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm
not saying
stuff.
To nobody.
I'll bring you over like a gluten-free
bar
or something.
I don't want it.
I eat healthy. I just indulge because
you can eat a lot of gluten-free stuff. You can indulge.
Oh.
I do it all the time. I ate a whole bunch of gluten-free pancakes last night.
No, you're the kind of person who can eat like a handful of almonds and be okay. I can't do that. That just doesn't work for me.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be laying on the ground. You'd have to pick me up with a big spatula. I'd be freaking out. I have to eat a lot of stuff. I'm always eating stuff. That's why I always carry that big bag around with me, like a Nike bag with a bunch of food in it, because I always have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing better now because I'm gluten-free, wheat-free, freaking awesome. I'm free indeed. So, yeah.
Good for you.
No, I am. I'm gonna bring over some food and say it's not gluten-free, and it's going to be gluten-free and see if you eat it. How's that?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We'll see.
So, Onyx, do you have anything? Cool. Do you have anything coming up within the next week or so? Aren't you going somewhere, like on an excursion out of town?
Yeah. We're always on excursions. No, there's a lot of stuff coming up.
There's sunlight there.
No, at the Vampire Carnival, we raised around like $2,000 for our anti-bullying campaign. That's big. Like, it was a good turnout. And we're getting ready for the Vampire Ball in October. We're going to New Orleans in October for Halloween. We're going to Padre for my quote-unquote late birthday next weekend, I think, the 13th through
the 16th.
You're
celebrating your birthday every damn day of the week for last
That is
week.
A false. No, that is false. I don't. I had a shitty birthday, and this trip has been planned since, like, mid-April. So get off me. Like,
it's a Lisa Grawl.
There's
sun
there.
Why is Grawl?
There's sun.
You both said something at the same time. I have no idea what you just said.
All right, Robbie, you go first.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying it's a Lissa Gras instead of Mardi Gras. It's a Lissa Gras.
Yeah. No, we were going to go to New Orleans, but we're going to Padre.
And so, I said, there's sun there.
Figure.
Why are you going?
We're night swimming.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're going to go swimming in the ocean at night?
There's sharks!
Yes! No.
Screw that. No, no. Dude, what the hell?
You're going to get bit or stung by a man of war.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Dude, everything in there has teeth bigger than your toes. A little bitty fish will just chew a toe clean off instantly.
Like,
we're not going, like, swimming in the open ocean.
It doesn't matter. Have you seen the minnows? They have teeth that are bigger than the itself.
Okay. We're not
they
swimming.
They have bigger fangs than you. Bam. There's sharks and stuff.
You know, little box jellyfish are like as big as your fingernail that'll kill you within like 30 minutes?
Gorgeous.
You're
scared.
Stick to the pool. I ain't getting out of the pool, man.
We have a pool, so we probably won't even make it to the beach. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, speaking of bullying, we did do a segment on Elliot Roger earlier in the show.
Oh.
He was bullied.
No, he wasn't.
He was really bad. He
no,
said
he
was.
Wasn't. No, he wasn't. That's a sociopath.
He wasn't bullied. He
That's
was just feeling sorry for himself because no one wanted to be his friend. He wasn't bullied.
Thank you, Robbie. No, that was a fucked up individual.
Yeah,
he was
definitely, we're talking Pluto when we say he's out there, dude.
I mean,
yeah.
His dad made a decent living. He was driving a BMW. Like, get off me. You're fine. You're fine.
Exactly. Like, if your dad's in the movie industry like that and stuff, you've got access to all kinds of good-looking girls. That is correct, isn't it, Onyx?
No girl
girls,
wants to be around
your dad's
a little whiny.
You know?
I don't have a comment.
All over him because, you know, his dad's a director, you know? So, yeah, we talked about that a bit. And apparently he was bullied when he was younger, but I was like, nah, man, that's not going to do that.
Everybody's bullied.
Yeah.
Everybody's bullied at one point or another. You rise above it.
Exactly. Or like Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman, you beat the person within an inch of their life with a curtain rod. That's the Iceman.
Okay.
That was stupid. Yeah, you guys ought to check this out on YouTube. Go to like Iceman Diaries or Iceman whatever, and you can watch interviews with Richard Kuklinski. He was a hitman for the mob. And, you know, he did a lot of bad stuff and everything, but it was so, this was so insane. This guy killed all kinds of people. He was mean. And he had this one guy who actually threatened Richard Kuklinski's family. And I was like, is this dude nuts? Is he insane? Of course, you know what Richard Kuklinski did? He shot the dude, like, right in the head. I was like, man, what's wrong with you?
Whatever.
Don't mess with Richard Kuklinski. He's the Iceman. He'll beat you down with a dang curtain rod. But no, when he was younger, he was like a slight sort of guy. He was tall, but he was thin. And, you know, these 3, 4, or 5 bullies would chase him down like every day and like beat him up and everything. Well, he got sick of it. So they chased him down, got to his house. He goes inside, comes out with a curtain rod, and beats the crap out of him. Bam. End of bullying.
Cool.
That was really good.
I support that.
Yeah. But it kind of messed him up later, though, because he, I think he was in a bar. He was a little bit older, and some dude was talking crap to him, and he basically had enough, and he, like, killed him with a pool stick. So he will beat you to death.
Well.
Yeah. Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman. So check out the video if you want to. Who cares? G'day.
Jeez.
Crazy stuff. No, but we've actually had a good week this week. We've had a great show. A lot going on. We got the Rot Rally next weekend. That's going to be awesome. You're going to have Warner Drive, Forever Town. You're going to have a ton of people. Heaven Below, they're going to be open up for Sammy Hagar. It's going to be insane. So go check that out. Me and Alyssa Onyx have a meeting this weekend. We're going to discuss business. We got a lot of
business. Yay.
Yes, it's awesome. I've typed it all out on a Word document and everything. It's really awesome. I did a good job at that. Yeah.
Yay.
It's all. Yeah, it's going to be really good. And Robbie Prince, it's his birthday and stuff. So, you know.
Go celebrate.
Exactly.
Heck yeah, I've had a good one. It was awesome.
Good.
They bought him, like, music equipment and stuff at his house, Onyx.
Hey, dude, they bought me an awesome amp, dude. I was shocked.
Nice.
Yeah. You should go to Robbie's page. You could see him sitting on, like, he's sitting on a chair or something, and he's got a guitar on him, and he's hooked up to the amp. Pretty cool.
Loves it. I'll go look at that.
Nice.
And I'll like it. And probably comment on it.
Onyx, if I change my picture, will you like my picture? Then I can have one person that likes it. That'd be cool. Oh.
Sure.
Oh, before we go, I just have one more rant. It's really a quick one. Everyone, you got to go to Amazon.com and post a review on Voice of the Unknown. Some of you people watch it. Some of you haven't. Watch it. It's on there. Check it out. It's only $1.99. Scrape some money from out underneath the couch, you know, the one that you're sitting your arse on. Get some money out of there, whatever. And go on Amazon.com, Voice of the Unknown. Check us all out. We're on there. It's us. We start in the dang thing. So
you can see me
right
getting possessed. It's great.
Yes, you got possessed. Are you still possessed?
I don't know.
Huh. We'll check.
It comes and goes.
Nice. Comes and goes. But no, write a review. This is what happened. Okay. I'm trying to think of a word that's better than the one I'm thinking of right now. One that I can say on the radio. Okay. Dang, I don't want to cuss. I'm trying not to cuss anymore. I'm doing my very best. Okay. This effing a-hole son of a B. Ingrate. Sodomite. Idiot. Scumbag. Twit. Moron.
Scumbag.
Is someone being negative?
Dumb.
Did someone say something mean?
Yes. Here's what happened.
Oh,
this
that's cute.
Freak on there. Okay, yeah, freak. Freak's a better word. Yeah. No, don't forget about that. I'll just add freak to it. This person wrote a negative review about Voice of the Unknown that never watched the effing movie. Can
mm-hmm.
you believe that? Because
yes,
I know.
Yes, I can.
It's stupid. Because it says right on there, if they watch the movie, it'll say verified purchase. And then, of course, they have the review. There's no verified purchase. I checked. I looked in the account. They never watched it. How can they rail, you know, the movie and they haven't even watched it? That's stupid. What they did is they said that the comment on there before was a bogus comment. What happened was my kid's mother, you effing a-hole, wrote,
wow.
She watched it. She was there through the whole damn thing. She hates me, but she likes the movie. So,
sorry.
Said
sorry.
She likes. And so, this idiot said that's a bogus review. Anyway, you stupid ass. You can do your own radio show and say something about what I just said to you, but I could give a crap less. You can post every day for the next week. I'll find you, you scumbag. But anyway, no, that was terrible. How can you write a review like that? And it wasn't like over the top horrible, but it was stupid. It was ignorant. They fancy themselves as some literary genius that goes around like Siskel and Ebert and reviews movies and stuff. They probably don't even get out of their parents' basement. You know, but yeah, that's
let
man.
Your haters be your motivators.
Exactly.
Your job. Let them do their job. They have them there to do. Nothing else to do.
Yeah, exactly. Don't make me break out the curtain rod. Believe that. That'd be awesome. I go looking for people with a curtain rod. That's awesome. But yeah, please go to Amazon.com and write a nice review for us and everything. I'll give you a kudos or something like that. If I'll tell you what, if you go to Amazon.com and go to Voice of the Unknown and write a beautiful review, I will mention your name next week on the Paranormal Circus. How's that?
Cool.
I turned a negative into a positive. Wow. I feel pretty good about that. Huh. Interesting. Anyways, We've had enough of this dang niceness. We're the paranormal circus, dang it. So, that being said, well, listen, Robbie, take us out of this dang place.
Join us next week for more of the paranormal circus. Because if you ain't listening to us, well, then you're probably either sniffing or injecting some bath salt or something, you loser!
Wow.
Say something, Onyx.
Keep it creepy. See you next week. Happy birthday, Bobby.
Thank you.
Nice. Because if you don't have a nice week, we're going to hunt you down with a curtain rod and smash your skull.
I have a secret, can you keep it? It involves spilling blood and you waste, don't mistake my intention. It's not sin or a murder for carnal disgrace, that would be unlawful. It's possible, there's a purpose right now while you're facing the ground. Who wants to see this? Understand what I'm talking about while your family prevent from the grin as I choke you to death. My choices, these voices, don't get out of my head as you panic. You're breathing harder on me. But do you perceive and believe you're becoming my victim? So lifting, the screaming so loud that I can't even hear myself. Come and go. Into my bed.